Last Days by Adam Neville, read by Justin Avoth. I have watched her sometimes away off in the open country, creeping as fast as a cloud shadow in a high wind. Charlotte Perkins Gilman, The Yellow Wallpaper. Prologue. Denver, 3rd of March 2011. And the woman could hear those old friends moving in the distant and not-so-distant rooms of her home. Old friends she tried to forget for longer than she had the strength to remember, until she understood her life had been one long wait for them to show up and commence with whatever business they were so eager to finish. Because the old friends never forgot. They arrived without invitation and appeared with little warning. They visited after dark, and they never let go. Of late, the old friends were bolder and stronger, more skilled at getting inside, at passing over. Tonight, their movements suggested the visit was conclusive, the end game to an incremental reunion. Closing her eyes, the woman sighed and supported her weight with one hand against the doorframe, then looked up, her body rigid with enough determination to take one step inside the house, then another, and another after that. Stood at the foot of the stairs in her unlit house, still wearing her coat and shoes, she looked up and into the darkness concealing the top of the stairs, and listened with all the straining concentration the ears of the frightened can command. But she also listened with the resignation of the weary. Only the thinnest peripheral glow from the closest street lamp provided any light, and that never penetrated far inside the hallway before the open front door. In the distance, a car accelerated and she wished she were inside it. She turned her head and looked at the deserted street, and was gripped with a powerful urge to run for somewhere where the lights would still be on, and where the faces of people would be engaged in their smiles or their talk, or just their silence. She wanted to be with them, and part of their unexceptional lives, so much it hurt. She tensed in anticipation of her usual flight taking hold, moved one foot towards the open door, but not the other. She stood still, stood her ground. Because she was as damned as a ghost on the last day of its occupation, a wraith with little to haunt besides the empty rooms of an unpeopled existence, a shade, watching the world from another place, half in this world and half in another, listening to the sound of all the bright, clear voices, but never offering up her own. She'd fought harder than the rest. She had endured when others had gone under. Into her came a sudden invasion of regret and its attendant hopelessness. Living with the consequences of actions committed before reason and experience had much say in anything felt familiar enough to be tedious. No matter how many times she revisited the past and added presumptions or extracted details, it remained unmovable and always promised to deliver her right to where she currently stood, alone. She reckoned she was about ready for that time. She swallowed and removed the cold weight of the .38 from her handbag. And to think she was one of the lucky ones. This was the third house the woman had rented in the past 5 months under a false name, and she had lost her deposit on each property because of the walls and the signs the old friends had put upon them. 3 days back, she came downstairs from her bedroom to a cold house without power. Scents of bad water and the ashes of a fire soaked by overnight rain had seeped up the basement stairs into the hallway. She'd found wires chewed through under the fuse box in the basement, and the wall behind the damaged cables was stained by unidentifiable matter, mostly dry, which she covered with black paint. Kept her eyes closed, and cried at the same time as she lashed the wall with the brush. With an unwelcome frequency, they had also begun to leave things behind, to introduce inevitability to a daunting reacquaintance. Yesterday, before she wrote a long email to her son in Toronto, writing as if it were the last communication she would ever make, she found a little blackened shoe.